Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching us through Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm Father Brian Belongi, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass today in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day and for your Sunday obligation. Answer us, Lord, for your mercy is kind. In the abundance of your mercies, look upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through our most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, look with compassion on our weakness and ensure us your protection by stretching forth the right hand of your majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, if you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then the light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. Then the Lord will guide you always and give you plenty even in a parched land. He will renew your strength, and you shall be like the watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. The ancient ruins shall be rebuilt for your sake, and the foundations from the ages past you shall raise up. Repairer of the breach, they shall call you, restorers of ruined homesteads. If you hold back your foot on the Sabbath from following your own pursuits on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, if you honor it by not following your ways, seeking your own interests, or speaking with malice, then you shall delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will nourish you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, and I may walk in your truth. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Incline your ear, O Lord, answer me, for I am afflicted and poor. Keep my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for to you I call the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in kindness to all who call upon you. Hearken, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my pleading. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at the table with him. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have come to call the righteous to repentance, but not to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I have come not to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. You know, as we read this gospel and we read the different gospels that we have, the passages, it's important that we take note of how it was in Jesus' day. To us, we might not blink an eye of what happened here, but to the Pharisees and scribes, Jesus calling Levi, who was a tax collector, to be his disciple would have raised eyebrows. It would have caused quite a stir. Tax collectors were not well liked. They were cheaters. They cheated people. You could have one tax collector at one custom post collect a tax from you, walk down the street, have another one, and charge you a tax for the same thing you just paid tax on back then. They were not known to be honest people. As a matter of fact, they were not even allowed to come near the temple. Tax collectors were not allowed to exchange money at the temple. And they were so greedy, they were so deceitful, that they even allowed them to lie to the tax collectors in order to avoid paying taxes. That's the kind of person that Matthew was, that Levi was, that Jesus called into his presence. And that would have raised eyebrows. Yet, you know, you look at Jesus' call. He says, "I did not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." And so even in the midst of however the life Levi was living before his call, his heart was open to Jesus. Jesus chose him, "Follow me." And immediately he repented and he followed Jesus. Now, I'm sure he'd have some struggles along the way, but he gave up everything for the glory of God. The other people, though, seeing this happen, how would they accept him? How would they accept Matthew as a tax collector? How would they see that? This would be very challenging today for someone of this stature to become a disciple. But yet, Jesus calls us all, and it doesn't matter who we are. The repentance is so important. We turn away from one life and turn to another. We turn to Jesus Christ, and that's exactly what Levi did, and that's what we're all called to do. However, it's important that as we do make that change, Jesus is not saying, "You know, Levi, whatever you did in the past, that's all okay." Uh-uh. He says, "No, repent and believe in the gospel." And as we continue this season of Lent, that's Jesus's invitation to us to repent and believe in the gospel each day. Each time that we do that, each time we turn to God, every time we turn to Jesus and turn away from ourselves, we turn a little bit closer to Jesus, and we also defeat the evil one. Let us pray throughout the season of Lent. We may realize that we are sinners, and we mourn our past sins that we have committed. We turn to Jesus and become more Christ-like each day. And if we do that, by the time we get to the end of Lent, we will have grown in holiness and be able to experience Easter joy in a new and special way. In peace and in faith, we turn to our Heavenly Father with our prayers. We pray today for Pope Francis and his intentions and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life. We pray to the Lord. For peace in the world and for an end to all terrorism and violence, we pray to the Lord. For our nation and for all our government leaders, that they will protect and defend the fundamental rights to life and religious freedom for all, we pray to the Lord. That we will all willfully enter into the season of Lent to repent and believe in the gospel, we pray to the Lord. For strong marriages and family life, that couples will embrace their vocation by growing in love for each other and raising their children to be disciples in the faith, we pray to the Lord. For Deacon Bob Ellis and all those who have died, and for the salvation of their souls, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, your good and loving, you know our needs before we ask. We place our prayers before you, inspired by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, we become to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord, wash away my iniquities and of my sins cleanse me. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, we pray, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation and praise, and grant that, cleansed by its working, we may offer minds well-pleasing to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just that we should give you thanks and praise, O God, Almighty Father, for all you do in this world through our Lord Jesus Christ. For though the human race is divided by dissension and discord, yet we know that by testing us you change our hearts to prepare them for reconciliation. Even more, by your Spirit you move human hearts, enemies may speak to each other again, adversaries join hands, and people seek to meet together. By the working of your power comes about, O Lord, that hatred is overcome by love, revenge gives way to forgiveness, and discord is changed to mutual respect. Therefore, as we give you ceaseless thanks with the choirs of heaven, we cry out to your majesty on earth, and without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You, therefore, Almighty Father, we bless through Jesus Christ, your Son, who comes in your name. He himself is the word that brings salvation, the hand you extend to sinners, the way by which your peace is offered to us. When we ourselves had turned away from you on account of our sins, you brought us back to be reconciled, O Lord, so that converted at last to you, we might love one another through your Son, whom for our sake you handed over to death. And now, celebrating the reconciliation Christ has brought us, we entreat you, sanctify these gifts by the outpouring of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, whose command we fulfill when we celebrate these mysteries. For in about to give his life to set us free, as he reclined at supper, he himself took bread into his hands, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, on that same evening, he took the chalice of blessing into his hands, confessing your mercy, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Celebrating, therefore, the memorial of the death and resurrection of your Son, who left us his pledge of his love, we celebrate, we offer you, which you have bestowed on us, the sacrifice of reconciliation. Holy Father, we humbly beseech you to accept us also together with your Son, and in this saving banquet, graciously to endow us with the very Spirit, who takes away everything that estranges us from one another. May he make your church a sign of unity and an instrument of your peace among all people, and may he keep us in communion with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, and all the bishops and your entire people. Just as you have gathered us now to the table of your Son, so also bring us together with the glorious Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph her spouse, with your blessed apostles and all the saints, with our brothers and sisters, and those of every race and tongue who have died in your friendship. Bring us to share with them the unending banquet of unity in a new heaven and a new earth, where the fullness of your peace will shine forth in Christ Jesus our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and power and glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Make like five.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Body of Christ, keep me safe for eternal life. blood of Christ, get me saved for eternal life. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, says the Lord, for I did not come to call the just, but sinners. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you with the fervor of saints. Let us pray. Nourish with the gift of heavenly life, we pray, O Lord, that what remains for us a mystery in this present life may be for us a help to reach eternity through Christ our Lord. Amen. Abide graciously, O Lord, with your people who have touched the sacred mysteries, that no danger may bring affliction to those who trust in you, their protector, through Christ our Lord. Thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark and The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. The prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of a devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And the prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body and blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. present in all the tabernacles of the world in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Hi, Mark. Welcome to The Inner Life today.
I was born in a Catholic family and raised Catholic, and over the years I drifted away and about 5 years ago started coming back to the church. And it had been about 25 years since my last confession. I had made a phone call to Drew Mariani's show. He was talking with Father Fetterspiel about confession, and it just hit me that now's the time. And so I called, and they encouraged me to go and to make an appointment with my parish priest, which I did. And I got the examination of conscience off the Relevant Radio website, and I sat down and I started writing. And I realized I needed to go back probably almost to the First Communion, because I don't feel like I had ever made a really good confession that really encompassed everything I had done. And I know I've got you guys beat. Josh, I had 8 pages front and back of things I needed to talk about. And when I met with the priest and told him what I needed, he said, "Oh boy, I love these confessions." He was so excited to do it. And we sat there for 45 minutes. He absolved me of my sins, and I had such a weight lifted from me. I was shaking. I still get goosebumps now when I think about it.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web.
Ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
Dave Durand.
None of anything we go through makes any sense without God. A human being is made to live with God in eternity, and that is why we will always be dissatisfied, even when we have gratification.
St. Augustine said, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee, O Lord."
Let's just analyze this. I took like 4 minutes to say what St. Augustine says in like 15 seconds.
Morning Air with John Morales, 6 Central on Relevant Radio.